The sex education bill would undo a law that Democrats passed last session that requires schools that teach sex ed to tell kids about contraceptives. In its place, the GOP would mandate that schools teach about the benefits of abstinence and marriage. Milwaukee Democrat Tamara Grigsby authored last year's law and accused Republicans of hiding their head in the sand by trying to overturn it.
It makes everyone so uncomfortable, that word, sex.
Grigsby said she would strongly encourage kids to remain abstinent.
I will be the first person to say that. But for those that have made the decision not to, do we just throw them under the bus?
The sex ed bill already passed the state Senate and is currently in an assembly committee. It's also true of another plan that would ban insurance companies from covering abortions if they participate in the health exchange Wisconsin is required to set up under the new federal health care law. Jelaine Appling of Wisconsin Family Action was among its supporters at a public hearing.
We come at this from the fundamental belief that abortion is not health care. And as a result of that, taxpayer money should not be used to subsidize abortion in any way.
State law already bans the use of tax dollars for abortions. Critics say this bill goes further by getting involved in the private insurance market. Another measure that has now been formally introduced by Republicans would amend the state constitution so that the term person applies to a fetus at any stage of development. A similar amendment recently failed at the polls in Mississippi. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.